Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton.
They've got bodacious cars, trucks, and SUVs, because you know, walking sucks.
So, as you listen to these sexy sounds in your ear holes, join us in saluting Haas Nissan.
We're not worthy!
Bring me a higher love.
More hits, more favorites, Spikes of Him, this Kygo and Whitney Houston, and we are broadcasting live too. I'm just doing a video.
Hi there.
We're going to post this on Instagram later. It is, of course, Friday, so that means it's time for jokes. I'm so excited. Yes. This is my favorite part of the day. This is where I write jokes, as you can see. There's six of them here. You haven't read these yet.
I have not seen them.
All right, take it away, my friend.
I get to deliver your crafted one-liners. All right. I heard that when Beethoven was 16, he wrote his first symphony. This is the kind of guy who makes you realize what an utter sham your life has been. When I was 16, I was in a McDonald's saying, "You want lids on these?" You know, I'm happy to help out a friend, but the next time my roommate asks for help putting on sunscreen, he better be talking about his back. Fool me once. Oh my. I think there's nothing cooler than being a lone wolf. Except at wolf picnics when you don't have a partner for the wolf wheelbarrow races.
Awkward. Awkward than a wolf wheelbarrow race.
One wolf wheelbarrow race. That's pretty tough. Scientists now say that trout can communicate with each other with subtle physical gestures. Wow. Just when you thought trout couldn't get any more fascinating. Ooh, a short one.
Yes!
A surname you don't...
You're not going to be able to read that one.
A surname you don't hear much anymore? Flintstone.
I knew that was going to get
you. Or Rubble.
Or Rubble.
Yeah. And finally... A hippo's mouth is wide enough to fit a 4-foot-tall child. Unfortunately, after measuring the hippo's mouth, almost all the children were eaten. Oh my goodness. Oh boy.
Oh, it's always my favorite part of Fridays. Thank you, reader, for telling us those hilarious jokes.
Oh my goodness.
If you have some of your own... Friday jokes happen every Friday. You can text us 306-783-3699.
Nick and Reader's kindergarten naps were totally cool, but when you fall asleep at work, everybody freaks out.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
It's Panic at the Disco, more hits, more favorites, Fox FM with Nick and Reader on this Friday morning. And of course, it's Friday. We also have a long weekend approaching here, too.
That's right.
A lot of people going to be off on Monday observing Remembrance Day.
That's right.
Also, you know, it's a long weekend, so you got to find stuff to do. So why not see what's going on streaming services here? So it's time for a little edition of Nick and Reader at the Movies, because we got some stuff happening online, whether you're streaming or... Otherwise, Netflix Canada, of course, it's a big Christmas push right now in Netflix, so all the holiday movies are coming out. But if you don't want the holiday fun, you can, of course, help honor those who served.
Absolutely.
By checking out the greatest events in World War II in HD color.
You can learn a little bit more about the sacrifices our veterans made.
Yeah, so you can take a look. That's on Netflix. Crave, otherwise, if you have Crave, the big show that premiered was His Dark Materials.
Okay.
And also The Watchmen. Those two are those are the two shows going on right now on Sundays. So you can catch that on Crave. Nothing on Amazon Prime.
No.
Couldn't find anything that would be a standout on Amazon Prime Video. So if you've got that, maybe watch old Parks and Rec. That's what I do. And finally, Nick and Reader's favorite app for streaming movies, Tubi. Got some new ads on Tubi.
Oh.
So if you're still feeling the spookiness from Halloween.
A little Halloween carryover.
Yeah, still early November. The original Evil Dead is on there.
Oh.
Also, The Big Short, if you want to check that one out, if you missed it. Some 90s fun, Clueless.
Oh, my goodness.
You can check out Clueless on Tubi. The SpongeBob SquarePants movie for the kids. And also Tropic Thunder just got added, too. So lots of good old stuff. And of course, that app is free. That's why you and I love it so much.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
What are you looking forward to streaming for the month of November? Did we miss something that you're interested in? Well, text us, 306-783-3699.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton.
They've got bodacious cars, trucks, and SUVs, because you know, walking sucks.
So, as you listen to these sexy sounds in your ear holes, join us in saluting Haas Nissan.
We're not worthy!
KG Elephant, more hits, more favorites, Fox FM. It's Nick and Reader this Friday morning. Reader, you're back from the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Radiothon.
Yes, indeed.
That's been over the past couple of days. I don't know if you remember on Tuesday, but I wanted to help you prepare for your trip by giving you some medical terms to see if you could figure out what they are.
Yeah.
So I figured, you know, you're back. It's been a couple of days. You're obviously an expert. So I got some more.
Okay.
So I got five more. Let's see if you know what these medical terms are.
All right.
You just spent 2 days in a children's hospital. This should be easy peasy.
Okay.
Your first one. Reticulocytosis. Reticulocytosis.
I don't know. I have no idea what that is. I had to figure out what you were saying first before I could think about what it is.
If I'm being real, me too.
Yeah. You know what? You got me. I'm not sure on that one.
It's an elevation in the number of reticulocytes, which is young red blood cells, in blood. So it's just a measurement.
Okay.
A hallux.
A hallux.
Hallux. H-A-L-L-U-X.
Is it something in the eardrum, perhaps?
It's your big toe.
Your big toe. Oh, okay. Right. I was way off. I was totally at the wrong pole of the body.
Your third one. Retinoschisis.
A condition affecting the retina.
Yeah, it's actually the splitting of the retina.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Paleostriatum. I'm loving this.
I couldn't tell you.
A pale-appearing spherical area in the brain. It's specifically part of what's called the lentiform nucleus, which in turn is part of the striate body, a component of the basal ganglia, large masses of gray matter at the end of the base of the cerebral hemispheres of the brain.
All right.
I think I just passed out there. What happened? Finally, what is a tocolytic agent?
Oh. It causes a reaction somewhere.
I think some of the people at the Children's Hospital may be using this because it's a medication that can inhibit labor, slow down, or halt contractions to help permit pregnancy to proceed and permit the fetus to gain size and maturity before being born.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I did not know that.
You went one for five, though.
I've learned some stuff today.
One for five is pretty good on some of these things.
That's why the medical work is best left to the professionals, the true professionals.
We'll leave it to the people who went to medical school.
Yes.
Or just pretend doctors.
That's why we only offer our unqualified medical advice.
100%.
Nick and Reader are like the Avengers,
except without superpowers.
Oh, and out of shape, too.
They're awesome. I can't even tell you how much I love them.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
It's Fox FM, ya boys. Nick and Reader back together for this Friday morning. Hope you guys are having a good start to the day. Reader, you're busy. You've had a busy couple days.
It has been a busy couple of days, but I've been saying it all along for the past 2 days. It's a good busy.
Yeah.
You know, just a great busy. Yeah, I was lucky enough to be able to represent Fox FM at the Radiothon for the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital in Saskatoon over the last couple of days. And wow, like it was really just a wonderful time to meet up with everybody and get together and hear the stories of a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, and about what they've gone through or, you know, speak with the medical professionals and talk about, you know, their work and how, you know, how this new hospital impacts them and how families no longer have to travel out of province when they need that specialized care for their children. And it just, the vibe was good.
Yeah.
It was so good for the last couple of days. And then, you know, to the generosity of people and hearing one thing that really got to me was like the stories of the kids and having some of them come on with me and talk. These young people, these little kids, and, you know, some in their teens and, you know, some just young, but they've gone through so much.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they're smiling, they're upbeat, they're resilient. It just, you know, it's really something to admire.
That was what I noticed yesterday, because of course you tune into Fox FM at any given point in the past 2 days. It was you talking to somebody at the hospital, and I really loved hearing the stories from the kids that have some pretty serious health problems, yeah. But they're still helping fundraise. Like the guy that was talking about that video game fundraiser that they were doing.
Aiden.
I mean, here's a guy that's pretty sick, and I mean, he's got his head up and he's helping raise money, and a lot of people were talking about, you know, the fact that they were helping raise money and stuff too. So big shout outs to everybody that donated. Of course, you got to be part of like the big reveal.
Yeah. Yesterday, as of 5 o'clock yesterday when the radiothon wrapped up, the total was at $750,109.
Holy.
That's pretty awesome. Just amazing, and can't say enough to thank everybody who took the time to make that donation to help improve healthcare for children and families across the province. A big shout out to everybody at the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Foundation, right from President and CEO Bryn Boback Lane, Sash and Megan and all the crew there. They took such good care of us. You know, everything was running like a top. You know, if there were any kind of snafus, I didn't see one. Like, it just, everything was wonderful for the past couple of days, and we can't thank them enough. All the people that volunteered to make it happen, the crew behind the scenes, you know, all our fellow broadcasters that were there, because yeah. There was about 16 representatives of different stations, including from next door at GX, along with our sister stations in Regina and several other stations as well, all taking part to help make this happen. So it was really great, and kudos to everybody.
And also, big thank you to everybody out there that donated from the Parkland, because
yes.
You know what? This is a provincial hospital. It's in Saskatoon. It's a bit of a drive, but, you know, people are going to be taking advantage of it from the Parkland, and it's really awesome to see names from like Camsack and Newdorf,
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, Langenberg,
come up,
we
donating.
Had folks donating. Yeah, it's this hospital, like you say, it's in Saskatoon, but it serves the entire province.
Yeah, so
and that's
also
what we wanted to get across.
And also a very special shout out to Popeye's Louisiana Chicken for feeding Craig Reed.
Yeah, I had to make a stop there on the way out.
Got some spicy chicken.
Oh yeah.
You raised $750,000 for a children's hospital.
It was a good couple of days.
All in a day's work
so
for Mr.
Great.
Craig Reed.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.